This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
So, look at all these trillions of dollars, debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole, and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just came out of here.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together.
Lighten up, it's Friday.
That's it, we did it!
We did it!
Thank God it's Friday!
Hooray! Time for the weekend, and I get to hide from any, what do you call those things, video cameras for a day at least. And today, I have to take a break. It was almost too traumatic, Super Don, to do a live video feed with the show yesterday for the first
time. Do you have PTSD? Are you suffering from post-traumatic
stress? I won't go that far, but listen, I'm excited about today's show, but I'm still having to take some CBD after being on video for 2 hours.
Listen, you did a great job. Everybody that watched, no, seriously, I'm not patronizing you here. Everybody enjoyed it. Got nothing but good feedback from it. People really dug the idea that they could interact with us on the breaks. It was a huge success, finally, after working all the bugs out. But I thought it was great, and I'm looking forward to doing it again.
But my mom says I need to smile more.
She did say you need to smile more. But
thanks a lot,
other
Mom.
Than that.
Thanks a lot. Right? Everybody said it was great, except Mom says, well, you know, son, you need to smile more.
That wasn't all she said. She said she loved it. It was all great being able to see you as well.
All right. Well, listen, let me just give you a preview before we bring Cap Morgan into the mix and do some Freshman Friday, which I really look forward to. We have John Rappaport coming on board. We're going to talk about Polly Tommy and her being banned from Australia. Great stuff on the First Amendment and how the people around planet Earth are beating back the medical church, including in Australia, where it seems like you're losing. You're not. You're going to be winning. Chris Barr this hour talking more about mainstream media shenanigans as it comes to what's known as alternative medicine and cancer therapies. We've got that coming up momentarily, but right now it's that time of the week. Captain Morgan!
Ahoy, mateys.
Ahoy. I blame you. We had to do video, our first feed, and I'm still like struggling with it. And I think Super Don's trying to make me feel better than it really was.
I mean, have you spent any time on YouTube or Snapchat? There's a whole range of professionalism when it comes to video. I think you just need to be on video because welcome to the 21st century.
So you think it's right that we didn't wait for green screen technology to look like a professional news show?
Jeez.
What?
If we waited for that, it would be like another 20 years and video would be obsolete.
Well,
are you kidding me?
I have to say, you're very patient. You might not say it about yourself, but you have been very patient and kind because it's taken us a while to finally make that leap. And, I want to thank you, but at the same time, I acknowledge I'm adjusting. I'm just adjusting a little bit.
Well, I guess we all have things that are new that we have to adjust to. But
this coming from the guy who gives lectures in front of thousands of people, moderates panels all the time.
Yes.
And he gets scared by a little webcam.
Else's videos. So.
Yeah, but, okay. Listen, I don't want to explain myself further as to why I felt awkward, and I'll get over it. I will. It's just different. So acknowledge I've been doing radio now in our 18th year, and I've never done a radio simulcast, video simulcast of my own show where no one else was there. And so, okay. People liked it. I will give you that, Super Don. So we're gonna do it again. Maybe even on our Sunday show where we have. Yeah. I think Chris Barr is gonna do a part two from today. You know, and then if timing is right, I'm gonna reach out. I think we're gonna have a gastroenterologist, honest to goodness, medical doctor, gastroenterologist who has seen the light and agrees with me about the road to colostomy bags being paved with antibiotics and prednisone. So maybe Cap Morgan, this is somebody you might want to see. Although I think she's out in Arizona.
Well, tell her to relocate here because everything's better on the coast.
Ah, I agree. Get out of the desert, everybody. All right, Cap, we've still got some time here in our Freshman Friday Open. And, what kind of experiences have you had this week? You usually bring some interesting things to us to discuss.
Well, yes, Freshman Friday kind of stems from, I guess, what you would call word on the street. So me as somebody who's kind of in her own health journey and talking with other people that are on the road to healing in one way, shape, or form. And I have to say, somebody said to me today that I was being high maintenance and fancy because I did not want dinner from the Winn-Dixie. And it hurt my feelings.
Huh? Really? I mean, that to me is tantamount to saying, why are you eating this dog food with me? Because I eat it. I'm like, what? No, I'm not going there. That to me is very... Now, again, I'm not opposed to insensitivity because sometimes in talk radio we can be insensitive. But my goodness, if this person knows you and knows what you've been through health-wise, health challenges, they have a pretty, let's say, egocentric view of the world that they can't stretch out and go, you know what, it isn't about being fancy and buying expensive organic food, that it might be a health crisis that led you to do what you do.
Well, right. And I think it kind of goes to, though, that's not an uncommon reaction, though. And even people who, quote unquote, you know, care about their health on some level, there's still this huge barrier when it comes to eating organic, making special trips to a health food store or, you know, heaven forbid, Whole Foods. And it's still seen as expensive and kind of elitist. And I personally don't agree with that. But what do you kind of say to people that still think that? I mean, granted, if you fill a shopping cart up at Whole Foods, you're going to spend more than at the Winn-Dixie. But is it really that much more expensive?
Man, oh, man, oh, man. I may be the wrong person to ask this question, weirdly enough, because... I tend to be probably nicer and more compassionate than I give myself credit for when people, you know, approach me that way. Because I really want to bridge people into this, help them understand, rather than alienate them. Even though kind of, I'll admit, it can be fun to alienate some folks if they're really dunderheaded about it. But... I'm with the doc of detox on this. We talk about self-worth and self-love. I recognize that we've been programmed as a species in the West to say, you know, my God, you got to get through life by buying the cheapest food possible. And it doesn't matter, right? And so some of this is bad programming. Maybe all of it is. But at a certain point, can you love yourself enough to say, you know what, I deserve the best? And, you know, kind of like you put your high test gasoline or whatever they call it now. A lot of the best gasoline in my car. You're like, you'll do that, but you won't, you know, treat yourself to say food that is less pesticide laden, for instance. Now, if somebody has no earthly idea that pesticides are harmful to their health, that's a whole other level of education that we need to get to. But if you can go back and say, would we acknowledge that perhaps fewer pesticides in our food might be better for us? See if you can find a common ground there. At that point, you might be able to talk further about, you know, I've chosen to eat these other foods that you perceive as more expensive because for me, what is more expensive is feeling rotten and being miserable and then having to go back to the doctor for drugs because the food has really impacted me negatively because I chose poorly.
Well, and I think there's, again, it's not... I feel so often these conversations that have made it kind of into the mainstream and it's kind of it's the same arguments, it's the same talking points over and over again. And I almost feel like this stuff is kind of fluffed up by the news or the media, but they're always kind of hitting the same points instead of saying, what about, like, why is it that organic food is more expensive? And, you know, if something is mass produced, is it ever high quality? Is it necessarily good for you? Like, think about why a cheeseburger from McDonald's is only a dollar. Like, should anything be a dollar, like, in this day and age, when the inflation cost of everything else has gone so far up, you know?
Right, right. Well, and then you get into answering people in terms of politics and policy, right? Because we know that much of the food that is cheap because it's subsidized by the government,
yes.
Which is technically taken from taxpayers and repurposed. And, of course, the free market wouldn't support a lot of what happens in that way because they have no clue what people really want, like the whole idea of genetically engineered corn. Do the people clamor for that? No, it's really to subsidize fuel production where they want to convert it to alcohol, which is not even good for the car engine, much less if you eat those kinds of foods, for instance. So maybe you can get them on a political basis. Do you support, you know, redistribution of wealth to large multinational corporations that have no allegiance to any nation or state? Do you?
Well, and it kind of goes back to this whole, I've heard, you know, people talk about the working class or the upper class or the middle class or whatever. America was the first country in the world to not have a class system. And I would argue that is still the case because anybody, anytime, anywhere can grow something in their backyard, can start their own business, can literally kind of change their destiny without sounding all too idealistic about it. So I would argue that it's really not about how much money you have or what you're born with, but it's how you choose to spend it and kind of allocate whatever resources you have access to on a daily basis that, you know, maybe we're high end on the food end, but we're low end when it comes to cars, housing, and other stuff. You know,
right.
It's just everybody has the right to reallocate their funds however they wish.
What are your priorities? What do you feel is important? So, Super Don, you've been listening to our discussion. Is Cap Morgan an elitist millennial?
No, I mean, it's just, look, the person, well, let me ask you, this person that said this to you, is this like somebody you know personally, is like a friend or something?
Yeah.
Or is this a stranger? Okay, so this is a friend.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't think they should be your friend anymore.
I bet, well, look, whatever. Look, I'm going to guess this person probably does not, as guys have kind of touched on already, know the difference between organic and conventional. And so there's probably there's not a belief system there that organic's any different. They probably think, like a lot of people do, that there's no difference. It's exactly the same. It's a waste of money, yada, yada, whatever. So if they don't have that belief system already,
all right,
then they're not going to understand.
Hold on,
that.
Guys. We're going to have to discuss this in the second Freshman Friday.
Yeah, let's continue
okay?
with this.
Because, you know, what do? Do you hold their hand? Are they a snowflake on the issue, or can they handle some of the realities? We'll talk about that and how to address this if your friends approach you like they approach Cap Morgan. All right, when we come back, Chris Barr is on board to discuss these food choices and supplemental choices and the mainstream media attack, the lies that they tell to keep you away from them.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at cancertutor.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Tyler, tired. Time to go for a family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
I promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Of course, the issue of fake news has been discussed for a long time by my good friend John Rappaport of NoMoreFakeNews.com. We've got him next hour. But right now, we've got the arbiter of real news when it comes to nutritional history and how it plays its role in your life and your body, the body of your children and grandkids or your grandparents. This is Chris Barr. And he's our good buddy, not a doc. And there's an article here that's going to be making the rounds in the mainstream, pharmaceutically conflicted, politically incorrect, or correct, they should say, media about alternative medicine, ill-defined, of course, and how its use in cancer is devastating. It's going to lower your rate of survival. The only thing you should be doing is chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery. And Chris, you know that's not true, but of course the lies that spread around the mainstream media are legendary on this topic.
Well, I have to hark back to Mark Twain. There are three kinds of lies. Lies, damned lies, and statistics. And that's what we're... By the way, that's attributed to Twain, but Twain actually said he got it from British Prime Minister, the legendary Benjamin Disraeli. But you know, there's three kinds of lies, Robert. Lies, damn lies, and statistics. And that's what we're dealing with in this study is statistics. And if you know how to read them, the lies are very clear.
Yes.
And one thing that should be exceedingly clear is... this hasn't even been covered by NPR, National Pharmaceutical Radio, or any of the huge mainstream press. It's only covered by UPI, which used to be a big news agency decades ago, but now hardly anybody pays any attention to them. So even Google, if you Google, you can't find this unless you get real specific, and then it'll show you the UPI story, Yale University, and some other medical site somewhere. But it's very interesting to see that there are four types of cancer that they looked at: breast, prostate, lung, and colorectal. And the statistics don't mention prostate. So they say that using alternative medicine only gives you a much greater risk of death, but the statistics never mention prostate. Well, there's a reason for that, because prostate actually had better results. So of the four articles that can be found, only one of them even mentions that at all, and that's in the last paragraph at Medscape.com. And it's very interesting the wording that they use, because they don't say the prostate was better. Instead, they said it was not associated with a significantly increased risk for death. Well, Robert, if it's better, then it isn't significantly increased risk for death.
Yes.
But they didn't say it was better, but if you look at the statistics, the three together have a 4.12 increase, whereas the total of all cancers is listed by the study at 2.5. Well, in order to get from more than four times down to 2.5 with only one out of the four means you had to have an incredible success rate with just the one prostate cancer in order to bring down the total negative statistic.
They can't bring themselves to communicate it clearly and accurately, of course, and you said lies, damn lies, and statistics. They maneuver it. The average person doesn't hear anything but the headline, and they say, oh my gosh, I've got to stop doing alternative medicine. Of course, folks that have followed you for years and listened to this show are not going to fall prey to that, but you know, we've got a lot of new listeners. We want to help them navigate the mainstream politically and pharmaceutically conflicted media. You know, it's kind of like years ago when I was lecturing on GI health and using the Silver Aloe Protocol, and suddenly USA Today proclaims silver is dangerous to the epithelial lining of your gut. And I'm thinking, here I was helping people, and now suddenly I'm not, right? What happened? Well, the article, if you go back to the original medical journal, it showed, yeah, half-truth is a whole lie, because the harmed tissue, the epithelial lining, the cells were actually epithelial cancer cells. But they couldn't acknowledge that.
Yes, exactly. So if you don't know all the details, you think something that's not true.
Yeah, exactly. Well, this is,
and that's what this, yeah, that's what this story is.
Yeah, exactly. So it's a teaching moment or moments right now with Chris Barr, not a doc, about the mainstream media, their coverage of all what they call alternative medicine. We'll get into more of the study of what that means, if it means anything, in fact, and how they're claiming that if you use it, you're more likely to die than if you do the big three: chemo, radiation, and surgery for cancer. We'll talk to you about some more of the protocols that will reverse it, including sharing a wonderful story we've talked about on the air with Chris before about someone who was supposed to die but didn't because they used what? Alternative medicine. But what is it? We'll define it, in fact, what actually works as opposed to what they're claiming doesn't. So stick around. Go to robertscadbell.com. Links are up in the show notes, including the articles in question. Chris Barr returns after this break.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, we're talking with Not a Doc here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, as we like to do as often as we can. And of course, the protocols, the strategies, the basics, the principles, they're always here when we're together, Chris. And you know, as we cover another mainstream medical media article that is trying to bash and trash what they call alternative medicine, what we would call, well, real medicine, if you will, if we do it right. Of course, we don't know how they're defining alternative medicine either in this article. We want to parse it, give perspective, and of course, reveal even more about strategies that can work for anybody, no matter what alternative methods they are integrating, some of the basics that they're often overlooking.
Well, what's especially interesting about this is that they looked at four specific cancers, lung, breast, colon, and prostate. And by a providential God incidence, or coincidence, if you choose to use that term, mm-hmm. my selenium book covers all four of those with actual case histories of people during this same period of time, 2004 to 2013, all of whom with selenium, chromium, silica, and CanGest eliminated their cancers during that same period of time and beyond, still after that same 2004 to 2013. So the very ones they looked at and said, oh, these are worse, I have documentation. When you look at how they did the study, they looked at the national database, the National Cancer Database, with medical doctors entering in coded as other unproven cancer treatment administered by non-medical personnel. So you have to know that, first of all, doctors don't record alternative therapies into the national database unless they don't work. In fact, one of the cases in my book, she had to travel out of state more than an eight-hour drive because nobody in the state of Arkansas would even agree to see her. No oncologist would even see her because she said she wouldn't use anything except my particular protocol. And so they wouldn't even agree to see her. She had to go out of state. That's how bad it is. So they only use a database that's negative, so it's biased, mm-hmm. that only records negative results. So you're not going to find positive results in that database. So this study is a complete and total sham.
Well, and we're not disputing the fact that a lot of what would be called alternative medicine protocols are not likely going to work, right? Because, you know, there's plenty of scams out there, and even people who mean well that may not have a deeper understanding or a deep enough understanding of the deficiencies that are very real and the things that are, you know, chronically exposed, if you will, in these patients to fully reverse this thing. So it's not us being rah-rah cheerleaders for everything alternative, is it?
No, it's not. And I have to add one correction to what you said. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of natural therapies, or there are a lot of therapies that are scams other than the chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery scam.
Yes, exactly. Nice correction there. It's important to note. So if we look at the things that you've written about in the book as well, in selenium, the protocols that are working, the living proof, you know, and my buddy Nick Gonzalez always talked about that. He revealed, you know, in it posthumously, the books about the cases, the 120 plus cases. It's like, this is where that proverbial rubber meets the road. It's like, match my cases. And you would say the same thing. If you say this doesn't work, match my cases. Look at all of these people that have been diagnosed with cancer that are now alive and well and cancer free without utilizing the big three, much less other forms of what they call alternative medicine.
Yes, and exactly. There are a lot of scams out there besides the chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery scams. So, yeah, you have to, you know, caveat emptor. You have mm-hmm. to do the research. But, yeah, we absolutely see a tremendous success with the selenium, chromium, silica, and CanGest. Tremendous success. But those aren't in this study.
No, they don't reference them. That's the thing. The bias is very easy. You've already referenced some of it, that they're only going to reveal those that, quote-unquote, didn't work, right? They're not reporting on the ones that actually do. If they do, they learn pretty quickly that they'll, you know, likely lose their license or definitely get a heavy investigation by the medical board.
Well, the whole study is about how alternative medicine is terrible, and yet one of the co-authors of the study said, we need to understand more about which treatments are effective, whether we're talking about a new type of immunotherapy or a high-dose vitamin, and which ones aren't, so that patients can make informed decisions. So while the tone of the study and the reporting on it is alternative medicine is bad, one of the co-authors acknowledges that there are those which are effective, and we need to figure out which ones are the better ones. So that's not being covered except by one out of four of the stories currently in the news, including the original study.
Well, that fourth guy, you know, when you put scientific integrity together, it's become an oxymoron. I would give him props for saying at least, you know what, this deserves to be looked at with an honest eye, so to speak.
Well, this was at Yale, and let me give you another little anecdote about Yale. More than 25 years ago, an article in the Wall Street Journal referenced that echinacea has been in the news and has been shown to work in several studies, and it quoted the chief immunologist from Yale University saying, well, people say a lot of things, but there's really nothing to it. And then it follows that up by noting he called the Wall Street Journal reporter back the next day because when he went home that evening laughing, telling his adult children at supper about the Wall Street Journal calling about echinacea and how he told them, oh, there's nothing to that, that they all told him, Dad, we use that for flus and colds, and it works. So he had enough integrity to tell on himself. In other words, Yale said, oh, this doesn't work, even though they didn't even know whether it did or whether it didn't. But well, this doctor, I forget his name now, Philip Askenazy or something like that, it was back in 1991, so pardon me for not remembering the exact name, but I remember the whole story, but he actually called back the Wall Street Journal to say, I still don't know whether it works or not, but my children use it, and they say it works.
Okay, that's pretty profound right there. You know, we've got Ivy League schools that have been referenced in studies. I often see Harvard mentioned with nutrition occasionally. And of course, at the same time, when you scale up the heights as they perceive them to be of higher edumacation or indoctrination, much of what you learn is that unless you become an author or somehow supersede that licensed professional perspective, they will often attack and destroy and demean you. And at some point, some of these authors have made it beyond that. But very few of them really understand that nutrition doesn't come from coal tar or rocks, other than if the plants can break them down ultimately through soil. Actually, that's microbiome stuff because it's the bacteria that help to break all this stuff down and make it available for plants and then available for the humans that eat the plants or the animals that ate the plants. You know, again, these are concepts that seemingly we could get a fourth grader to understand, but seemingly lost on these higher education, medically degreed professionals.
Exactly. In fact, selenium itself is documented in the medical research as a successful treatment for cancer dating back to 1911 and in every decade since then. But when they used chemical forms of selenium, they had mixed results, sometimes successful, sometimes not. Nonetheless, even with forms that aren't food formed, selenium has been documented to successfully treat cancer, including of the breast, in 1915 and throughout the 1920s and 30s in various medical journals. That goes back to 1911, and this article doesn't even know that or address it or ignores it. I don't know.
Well, again, not to be surprised about it, but of course, this again, the opportunity here with Chris Barr when we do our segments together is not only to reveal these protocols that work, but also to point out how you can view articles within the mainstream media since they still dominate the culture, even though we have a rise of new media. This radio show has been going strong for now technically 18 years, our 18th year. And Chris, we only connected, I don't know how many years into this we were when you called into the show all those years ago.
13 years ago.
Wow. Okay. So, yeah, I thought 5 years in. So it's been a great addition to the passion I have and that we share to bring the power to heal back to each and every one of you. But there are a lot of things that are made, I think, far too complex. Even though, yes, we can get egg-heady about the studies, and I like it and I can dig it. But for me, if I can't make it land for the people, for the folks that are listening to be able to access it and utilize it, what good is it, right? I'm not doing this to aggrandize myself and my ability to understand this stuff. I want people to actually implement, utilize, and succeed with it.
Yes, absolutely. And we have that. And in fact, there's what I call the sad, sullen saga of selenium slander that's been going on actively since the 30s. And when you look at the literature that says selenium could be dangerous, every supplement adverse effect ever recorded, and by the way, there aren't very many, and we still haven't found any deaths, every one of them without exception was with a non-food chemically created in the laboratory form of selenium. There are zero adverse effect reports on whole food selenium of any kind.
I want you to make that distinction further and real for folks in saying that
Some doctors still, or many, in fact, and even in the nutritional realm, non-doctors are saying, well, don't take too much selenium. Again, based on what you said, the studies show the wrong forms. How high have you gone with the whole food, 100% whole food form of selenium, and for what length of time without adverse event, only benefit?
I've used 1,000 micrograms daily with more people than I can count for years. I saw a study a few months ago in Europe where they actually use more, I forget the exact amount, but it was more than 3,000 micrograms daily for something like 100 people over a 6 or 8 month period of time with zero negative effects reported. Now, I have never even approached, the most I've ever used was 1,500 or 1,600 micrograms a day in a particularly difficult case. They were using more than 3,000 every day of a whole food form. No adverse effects reported.
Again, distinction being made. I want your ears to be open as you hear this. We're not advocating going out to get the cheapest synthetic selenium-bound in rock form. We're talking about a whole food form. We'll also talk about how to access and get that before we let Chris go today. I also want to let you know, because we're going to run out of time before we know it, that I'm going to have Chris on for part two, or an ongoing discussion on this and some other things on our Sunday broadcast when we start our broadcast week on the first day of the week. But go to robertscottbell.com, and if you miss even a moment, you can go back and re-listen, thanks to GCN, which archives it, as well at SoundCloud at robertscottbell.com, and across the pond at ukhealthradio.com as well. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Next hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, John Rappaport makes a triumphant return talking about the dangerous Polly Tommy, who's now been banned from Australia for daring to speak about vaccinations in a way unapproved by the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. But for now, Chris is with me. We're going to continue this discussion and, of course, follow up on Sunday as well. If you've got any questions, links are up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com, including upcoming events where I'd love to see you. We'll talk about them later. Chris, I know there are more stones left unturned, and we're going to continue the discussion, but what else can we relate today?
Well, I'd close what we opened with, you know, Mark Twain, Benjamin Disraeli's quote, there are three types of lies, damned lies, and statistics. And this is a statistical damned lie, this study, because they don't reveal that they had better results with prostate cancer. And they don't reveal that the database they use is biased, because it's only doctors recording, alternative therapies that didn't work primarily, and there's a few that work, but not worked some. They had less survival rates. And that, you know, the doctors, like I said, I know personally people that doctors wouldn't see them. I know doctors that did see them, and after they the cancer was gone, on several different occasions, three I can think of off the top of my head, the doctors said, well, it'll come back. You know, so even when it works and they see it works, they still say, well, it's temporary. You know, so the bias is huge. And the documentation on selenium and cancer goes back 106 years in medical journals, the British Journal of Surgery, the British Journal of Medicine, the German Medical Journal going back to the 19-teens, 20s, and 30s, and some, I forget the U.S. journals, a few U.S. journals as well. So selenium is well documented for more than 100 years to be successful, although they were working out the bugs, and frankly, they're still working out the bugs. Hmm. But the most successful lie in the history of medicine is that selenium is dangerous, because it's based on a 1930s study that was fraudulent. The FDA even entered on the Federal Register on two different dates in 1974 and 1977 that study should no longer be considered because of inaccuracy. It was a fraudulent study in the first place. They admitted it 40 years later. And yet it's so popularized that even nutrition doctors and holistic doctors to this day, the vast majority of them warn about being careful with selenium because it could be dangerous.
Yeah. Folks, if you want to get the right form of selenium, it's very important, the distinction being made here, and I don't want you to take what we're saying lightly. Now, I'm not also saying that, oh my gosh, if you take the wrong form of selenium, you're going to die, but the risk associated with it in that original study that the FDA and now everybody seems to focus on with why selenium is dangerous, there are real risks, but if you stop taking it, it reverses fairly quickly. But you don't have to mess with any form that would ever cause you or your children or your grandma or grandpa harm. So, Chris, this is the point where we let people know where they can go to get it.
Well, choosetobehealthy.com has been supporting the ministry that I do, and in the past, and I think in the future of the RSB show also, and they have made it available for years. If you buy in bulk, they reduce the price. You're not going to find a better price and quick service from them. So that's where I send everybody to, primarily.
Okay.
It's easy.
I believe the number, if it's still the same, 866-424-1077 is my memory. And when you talk to Jonathan over there, let him know you heard about it from Chris and Robert on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And we appreciate everybody getting the access they need to the things that are going to actually bring that power to heal back where it belongs. And, you know, as I've said many times, healing is your birthright. That doesn't mean health care is a right. And, of course, modern medicine is not health care for the most part unless you're in an ER room and they need to put you back together again because you're like Humpty Dumpty. But beyond that, what we're talking about are things that are set up in creation principally to work, not because you get lucky, but because you apply them correctly.
Absolutely. The right form of the right nutrient used the right way works the vast majority of the time.
Yeah, and when it doesn't, there are extenuating circumstances that we can't ever cover, or hardly it's difficult to cover on an individual basis through radio. But exceptions to the rule are usually deeper understandings of the rule or something that was missed in terms of aberrations, environmental exposures, or specific deficiencies beyond this. So, folks, remember, this is the place where health, freedom, and healing liberty lives. Thank you, Chris, for being with me once again, and we'll have you back on Sunday, first day of the week, and kick it into gear again.
Great. Thanks, Robert. And so good to get right on this before even the mainstream media has got to it.
That's what we do. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Keep tuned in here. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.